lesson that apparently we have to be taught this morning. Meredith got a sheet of paper. Whenever she's holding a sheet of paper, it means that she's coming for one of our jugglers.
Business is
What are you teaching us today?
You guys aren't satisfying most women out there. Heterosexual women.
We as far as who? Like me, Davi, and Mark?
Sure, we'll put you in there too, because I'm talking about men in general.
Men are not satisfying women.
No. I have a report here that I'm upset about. It says heterosexual women have the least number of orgasms as compared with lesbians, bisexual women, and men. Research.
So let's break that down by line. So you're saying that basically women who are like, you know, in regular relationships are not regular, but traditional relationships are not having as much satisfaction as same-sex unions or bisexual unions.
They're not receiving that O at the end.
Really?
Nope, not at all. Unless you're a lesbian in a bisexual relationship, that goes for men and women. Research found that, I guess I'll call these mouthies, are linked to more orgasms in all groups except heterosexual men who climax at a rate of 95%.
So if this is comparing the percentage, like, because men, 95% of the time, they're going to get to the finish line because it's kind of built that way.
Right? Yeah, I guess so.
But ladies don't get to the finish line unless there's mouthies involved.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Got you. Okay. And mouthies are more involved with same sex or bisexual interaction, and so the guys ain't out there giving up enough mouthy.
Right, y'all are lazy. That's what it comes down to.
What?
And because you guys know that you're always going to receive your O
touchdown
at the end of the tunnel.
You're always going to get to the finish line if you're a guy.
Yeah, you guys are always going to do it. It says here 95% of the time you guys are going to reach your climax.
Right.
Okay.
But ladies don't.
Right. And behaviors linked to more orgasms for women include wearing sexy lingerie, new sexual positions, and asking for what they want in bed. We have to tell you.
Yeah, guys don't ask. Guys don't ask a lot.
No?
Guys don't ask.
Well, you guys are going to get there, it seems like.
Yeah, they don't ask like, hey, baby, what would you like? They're like, nah, you liked it.
Yeah,
I've seen this on the tape.
You just expect us to like it.
I mean, this is kind of alarming, though, for people out there to realize that you're not doing your business. I know mouth hugs are definitely, you know, part of the...
Yeah,
of it.
That should definitely be part of the
routine. That's
got to
be part of it.
Right, and the other way around. We enjoy mouth hugs.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, and a lot of guys don't do that.
A lot of guys don't.
A lot.
A lot of guys are very against it. Right. I've heard so many guys that are like, first, there's two types of guys. There's the guys who are on the press release, like telling everybody, yo, I do it. Hello, you need me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's other guys who do it but lie and like say, oh, I never do that.
I have no problem with it as long as it's clean and maintained.
Okay, here we go. There we go. Now the uncomfortable.
Right. Then we're good.
Well, let's assume that that's the case. Yeah, I think that you guys have admitted in this room before that you just want to...
Don't generalize. All guys in this room.
Okay.
It's the caveman bookend.
Right.
That we just want to wait.
And Davi.
That we just want to wait.
Y'all just want to hit?
No.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to spend time warming up the oven.
But you shouldn't have to warm up the oven every single time. There's a time and
if
a place.
If you're cooking.
Right.
There's a time
if
and a place for everything.
Yeah, ain't nothing you pull out of the fridge or at the grocery store that don't say preheat the oven.
Sometimes
every time.
Don't preheat a frozen pizza. Boom.
Yeah. And that frozen pizza is not cooked evenly.
When it you does preheat, not taste good either.
When you preheat the oven and the entire oven inside that box is 425 degrees, when you put that frozen pizza in, that 425 degrees is touching everything on every level. If yours is like at 300 and it's still trying to get up to 425, then you got burnt edges.
Yeah.
Your box burnt.
Mark?
Your box is flawed.
I mean, when I make the pizza, it still tastes the same. However...
Yeah, to you, that's the problem.
Mr.
It's
I eat pizza
you.
At 7-Eleven.
It's really good, by the way. I'd like to go into what Davi was saying, though. There's not always a need to preheat that. You need to just get excited. Boom, 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 boom.
Nah, according to this study, there is a need.
Right, there is a need.
Because these ladies ain't hitting their numbers.
And honestly, I feel that... If women were in a lesbian relationship, at least after reading this study, that those women could take care of them a lot better than you guys.
No, that is absurd.
That's what the report is saying.
That's what the report is saying.
It said these lesbians out here killing y'all.
Clearly, the report is wrong. It's inaccurate. It's fake news.
It's saying that these bisexuals and all this stuff, they're killing
facts.
Yeah.
They're killing y'all.
No. I can definitely.
Who knows a body better?
than a woman.
But the thing is, though,
than a woman.
Yeah.
In the lesbian relationship, you're kind of like a one trick pony. You only have that one.
What
thing
read
that
the
you
list
can
at the end at the end of your sheet? What is it that the ladies are attracted to?
It will help them have a touchdown. Includes wearing lingerie.
Okay.
New sexual positions.
New positions.
Right. And asking for what they want.
Right.
In bed.
That has nothing to do with being a one trick pony. That's three things that dudes don't do.
Well,
dudes don't change up the game.
My girl rocks new lingerie, and
have said on this show, you're like, why are you wearing some time with that? It's just gonna end up on the floor.
It is gonna end up on the floor. But if it helps you feel sexy and like the whole, go for it.
But
rock
it's not
it.
Helping her, it's helping you.
No, I'm good. It's all about helping her.
Nah.
I'm good.
See, the bisexual ladies got you, man. I'm just saying. You bow down
There's
to the bitch
no
that's better
way.
Than you.
There is no way that a lesbian lady with what she has can do better than with me than what I have. I'm just saying, like, let's be
the
real.
The numbers are there. Numbers don't lie.
I mean, they have things that they can
duplicate you.
Yes. Oh, so now we're bringing props into the whole
thing.
Why not? Right, why not? I mean, she comes with a bag of tools. Hey, you know what I'm saying? If somebody come to fix my plumbing, I want them to have a toolbox. I mean, what's the problem?
With your go-go gadget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with it.
The women are responding better to that than what you're doing, Dobby.
Doubt it.
Ah,
doubt it.
Dobby
No.
I can't read the text we just got in, but it's absolutely true. It's talking about the toys in the bedroom and that those
things.
And
that ladies do a little bit more?
Well, about the toys, they never go.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see it. So you got to edit this.
Right.
No, Dobby. An additive that you're referring to never has any give.
Yeah, but it gets old. You don't need to wear it. I don't even know how to
Somebody
say it.
Somebody on the Abercrombie PA text line says, Dobby is sounding real unconfident right now.
Are you crazy? I'm super confident.
Super confident.
We have a muscle that builds and gives more
girth. You can't beat what she just talked about. I can't call it the name she called it, but okay. I call it an additive on instead of what she called it. But there ain't no need for no muscle. That plastic and rubber makes that muscle.
Oh, man.
That don't have any give. That muscle you talking about is going to give at some point. Going to get real sensitive around the tip set.
Yes.
This ain't going to give.
I guess this is going out there for anybody that's lazy in the bedroom and the guys that just walk in every single time and just want to get it over with real fast because they know. But Mark, they know. Orlando was pointing over there.
Guess how many Mark has said that? Mark is like, yo, I don't want to do all the other pomps and circumstances.
How does it make you feel knowing that a lesbian could do a better job than you?
I do not think
a lesbian could. Be received better. Not a better job as far as if we score in you like the Olympics. Mm. But we're saying as far as the judge, as far as the lady is concerned, your girl will probably never leave you for a woman. But if we just said, hey, put this blindfold on. Mark's going to come in here and rock your world and send a girl in there.
Ooh.
Girl probably would kill her, and then she'd never come back to you. That's what the report is saying, basically.
I mean, again, I think that's alternative facts. You want the authenticity. You want the real thing, the smell of a man, the vibrations
now,
of a man.
What we really want is to be warmed up, and if you keep forgetting about that process, then maybe she'll
switch
teams.
There are a gang of texts coming in right now. Meredith's on point. My girlfriend was straight before me. And we've been together for 6 years now. Ooh. Girls know what they want. Somebody else says a woman knows what a woman wants, plus knows her way around that region more than a man. Those numbers, somebody else says, are not lying. You can't duplicate the warmth of a man. No, wait.
They agree
those numbers are lying. You can't duplicate the warmth of a man. Somebody else says, Dobby, I believe the report, plenty of times I have not gotten mine, but the man, of course, did. I need the stimulation first.
Yeah, exactly.
A man could keep replicating the same thing, yes, however, but wouldn't lesbians be doing the same thing? All they have is that and their bag of tricks.
No.
But a man could bring a bag of tricks and supply something different.
A man could do anything a woman could do to another woman.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's
it is,
not
but
true.
She can't do
that's
what
not true.
We can do.
This is what makes me know that I'm better than both of y'all. Because I understand that there's a sensitivity that women bring. Even the hardest woman, there's a different sensitivity from what they approach a woman with that you have to be able to duplicate to make that woman's toes
curl.
But
not every woman wants that sensitivity.
I'm not talking about sensitivity.
A lot of women want that touch of a man.
You're not talking about, you're talking about timidity. I'm not talking about being timid. I'm talking about the approach of something that is very manly, but I'm saying the way you're doing it with that woman, the way she feels when that woman is doing it, that woman is approaching it with a little bit more in-depth connection, and you're approaching it with an end to a means. Men won't. We want the end to the means.
Right.
We want, and ultimately, our brain is there. When we get there, we've reached it. But the lady has about 15 of those hurdles to get over
before
to
the
get
final
to that
one.
Thing.
But not every woman wants that intimate connection every single time. A lot of them, they don't reach the finish line by being all intimate. Some of them want the touch of a man, and they want things that a woman, no matter which way you approach the situation, you just can't, you can't replicate.
But
that.
If you take what you bring into the table, and add the offensive coordinator of a lesbian or bisexual woman to okay. give you the plays, you'd be an all-star. Your numbers would be better. She just read you the report. Y'all are sucking. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Dudes ain't doing it.
Because
you need an offensive coordinator to tell you, yo, before you go do this, give it this. And I'm telling you, she'll be crazy. That's what the girls understand.
Well, it sounds like Davi is actually spending time and making sure that, you know, the person he's with gets to that moment, that spot, and then can actually finish at the end. Other guys, like other people maybe in the room or guys that are listening, they don't care about that. They don't take care of their woman first. And because you know the guys are going to get there either way.
Davi, sit down, somebody says.
How'd you know I was standing?
Orlando is called. They knew you were standing up. Because when Davi gets really assertive, he stands up. They're like, sit down. Davi is talking about those club girls and a bunch of thoughts.
Girls that don't care at the end of the day, maybe?
Somebody says, Orlando, you're wrong. It's called finesse. It's called finesse. That's what it's called. The finesse of it, that a woman. You have the tools.
Right.
But you know that that dude who has a garage in his backyard who fixes cars, and he got some old rickety tools, but he knows exactly how to work them? You take him in the good spot where they got all the best tools, he still got the expertise. The lady, you have the tools, the perfect tools, but the lady.
But you're making it sound like guys don't know what they're doing, and not all guys are going over the preheat and all that. Some guys are really putting it down, and we know what we're doing. Yeah, I'm definitely including myself in those numbers.
Damn it.
Because when it comes to like the girl-on-girl thing, yeah, you have the connection and the finesse and all that, but that gets tiring at some point. What else do you have?
We got a message on the Abercrombie PA text that says, date a Colombian man or a black man. They are both very mouthy.
Okay.
That's just crazy. It's the preheat, Mark. Stop being lazy.
Yeah, it's not just lazy. I think that they look at it as a delay in their happiness as well.
Stop being lazy, Mark. They said stop being lazy, player.
What, with the preheating?
Preheating. You got to preheat that oven. You're not understanding why your pizza is not melted in the middle.
My pizza always comes out nice and clean and crisp.
Okay, but wait, I have a question, and this goes for any man, so you can be more general with your answer. Why wouldn't a guy, you don't have to do this every time, but why wouldn't a guy, if he knows it's going to make his partner happier, at least spend a little bit more time to get them to the climax? What is the problem with, I don't know, going downstairs or even kissing or even touching all over the body?
I'm down for that. I just guys don't want to spend a half hour to an hour doing
guys,
that.
Guys say their neck hurt. The complaints that I always get from guys when they always like, yo man, it's like she be down, like, I mean, yo, hurry up, dog, like my neck be hurting. That's what I told him. I'm like, dude, you're coming at it from the wrong position.
Right.
You got to find a place where your neck is good, where you can be of service.
And relax.
Where you can be of service. What's wrong with being of service while you there? Like, you know, pitch a tent.
We service
like,
yo, you
baby,
guys.
Yo, baby, I'm about to put on this miner's hat and go down here for a minute and check out some things.
And I'll be back. I echo that. I have no problem with it. I actually enjoy that. But we don't need to do every single thing every single time. Sometimes, like time permitting or for whatever reason, we just need to get down to business.
Yeah, but I don't think
and
we're
you
talking
need to be able
it.
To enjoy that, too. Just getting down to business.
A lot of ladies saying you sounding real, real shaky right
How
now.
How is that shaky? Like, I'm feeling very confident.
You don't sound like you open for any growth.
I'm no.
Bobby's grown.
Bobby's like, damn it, I got grown. That's what I got. I got grown. All right, 888-429-0941. CJ, what you got for me?
Yeah, this is CJ. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, first-time caller.
CJ, you hear this report, man? They say guys tripping.
Hey, Davi, I'm on your side, man. Hey, it ain't none of these women can do that. We can't, man. We rule this, man.
We rule this.
Tell him, CJ.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, man, I listen to you guys every morning, man, and the majority of the time I'm with Davi. Like, honestly, Davi, and oh, sometimes you do come through. the girl side, but I still love you.
But wait, now let me ask you, though, but as far as what these ladies bring to the table, you don't think there's anything that a girl, like I explained it, being an offensive coordinator, one of those ladies who see it from a, you know, and you played sports, right. You know, like a coach coming at you while you on the field, seeing a little bit more lay of the field than you. You don't think she can help you?
This, though. As far as for like how Davi saying it gets tiring, I mean, put it like this. If it's you know, an arm and a leg size, you know what I'm saying? How can we compete with that at the end? And who will compete with that? Even another toy at the end of the day.
Right, yeah. The toy thing throws guys off because they feel like you're bringing in Autobots and robots to take out what I do.
That,
I get that.
Stretching it.
I get
literally
that.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a different kind of helmet. You know, it's a different kind of league. You know what I mean? Right. It's different. I get you. I got you, CJ. Appreciate it. All right, let's see here. We got Ian on the line. Ian, hey, what's up?
What's up? Women don't know what they want. I don't want to hear it.
What do you mean?
Wait,
what does that mean? They don't know what they want.
Okay, so let's start here. They can barely go to dinner and order what they want. They always want what you want, right?
Oh, my God, I hate that.
You're telling me two women can get together and they can decipher what they want physically out of one another? I don't think so.
Because they're so indecisive every time.
There's a lot of options when it comes to us, and maybe we don't know exactly what we want when it comes to dinner, but I know what I want in the bedroom, and it sounds like from the study, women aren't getting it, and you guys are too lazy to step up to the plate.
Ooh, Ian, Meredith, she told you.
Meredith, you that girl sometimes, but you be swinging and missing often, boo.
That's hilarious. We got Samantha on the phone. Samantha, how you doing?
I'm good. First time caller.
Hey, first time caller.
You say a woman could probably do well.
Yeah, I've never been with a woman. I've been with multiple men, and I've never gotten there with a man.
Wow.
Never.
See?
I just don't think that men can take direction. They get their feelings hurt. They take it personal. They get frustrated. Mm-hmm. They don't really care as much.
Now, this is interesting. This is interesting. You said, and I mean, of course, we're not going to use that word against you, but you said multiple. So this is like almost like a research. The times that you've had this interaction, they haven't achieved it. And you can pinpoint probably where they fell short, huh?
Yes. I haven't been with a lot of men. But
yeah, not a lot, but I'm saying you've not so few that you can't give us a good idea of where guys are falling short.
Exactly. I've been in relationships where I don't know how to talk to the man about it and tell him how to get me there, and they still have not gotten me there.
Some are sensitive about it.
Have you tried? Yeah. I mean, I'm totally interested in this because when do you talk to him about it? Do you talk to him during?
I'm in a long-term relationship right now, and no, I always wait until it's a time where we're not about to have sex or just after sex because I know it'll really hurt their feelings.
Right.
I just bring it up and let them know, hey, you know, if you could take a little more time. I don't know if you noticed or anything, because I don't want to fake it and hurt their feelings when I tell them, by the way, I've never had it.
Right.
But it just seems like they don't really pay attention.
So do you fake like you had it so they can just stop? Or
no, I don't fake anything. I definitely enjoy having sex with my man or whoever I'm with, but it's just not the same thing when they're not getting me there and they don't know the difference.
So now
they're not paying attention to her.
And I know you didn't ask for an E! True Hollywood story, but I got one more question. So now hearing this report that women are more like you out there, does it pique your interest to say, wow, I wonder what a girl, I just wonder, because you've never had one.
A little bit. I definitely don't discriminate or any type of way. I just haven't had that desire to get there yet. But give me a few more years, and if it doesn't happen for me, I might have to.
I have an extra question for you. Do you watch porn by yourself?
I recently have started. Recently.
So if you're by yourself and you're watching it, is it with a man and a woman, or is it with two women or a woman by herself?
It's a man and a woman.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you're still in there. Good. All right. Okay. All right. We haven't lost you yet. Okay. All right, Cindy. Thank you for answering all those questions.
Thank
for us.
You.
That's crazy. Dude.
She's with some careless men.
Now, do you hear? Do you now? Does that? I know you. You got an S on your chest. We got that. But did you heard what she said?
Yes. We don't hear nothing. Nothing. I didn't hear that last
call. Come on, I'm trying to bring my caveman in.
You should
come
feel
on.
Bad.
Do y'all believe? Do you hear what she said? And do you understand now that every girl out there may not be talking about y'all long and strong.
Right.
Like, these dudes ain't connected. She's saying they're giving it to her, but she ain't getting that. I think, so ain't that sad?
Yes, it absolutely is sad. I think it sounds like there's a lack of communication on both sides, because a lot of women come in with the expectation that the guy needs to do this, this, and that, but when he doesn't, she's just kind of upset about it instead of kind of teaching.
She's going off a feeling. This lady's like, yo, I'm in here and I'm loving the feeling, but yo, if you just did this... And she can't tell him why.
She said she can't tell him after.
She said she can't because it's because during guys get caught up in their feelings, and it's almost like singing. Your instrument is your voice. Your instrument during this is your business. So when your mentality goes, it goes. That's with a lot of the guys out
when
there.
When we're in a moment, I think the most important thing for me is to make sure that you're enjoying this as much as I am. So if there's anything in the moment that I can do a little bit different, a little bit better, by all means, let it be known so we can change it up
but
immediately. Immediately. Ain't no hurt feelings or anything like that.
There's a lot of hurt feelings. There's a lot of ladies out there without that.
We already in there. Like, we're past all that. Like, let's make this the best situation possible.
Let's see here. We got Jay on the line. Hey, Jay.
Hi. Coming from the lesbian point of view, I feel like girls understand girls way better. Like, and then girls feel more comfortable with other girls. So they have a better opportunity to see what the other girl likes and to get her there. And on top of that, a big thing with lesbians is foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the foreplay, we'll go for hours.
Isn't that the whole thing?
That's
the whole
all you
thing,
have.
Foreplay?
And then with the toolbox, too, like, we're doing everything you're doing, but
no.
10 times better.
You're really not. You have to bring in your quote-unquote toolbox. You say the foreplay lasts forever because that's all it is foreplay.
It's not foreplay if you get there.
Jay, do you tell that Davi feels challenged by what you do?
I really think he does. But the thing is like, I know guys that I've helped out that, you know, they're having, like, struggling a little bit with certain things. I gave them some advice, and it's working better. Their relationship's better. Because lesbians, honestly, are taking over nowadays. I don't know if you guys noticed, but a lot of girls are becoming, like, bi-curious and all of this.
There was one we just had on the phone, Samantha, that said if she don't get it soon, she gonna join you.
And there's so many women that are bi-curious, and they go and see that curiosity, and then they go back to a man because they missed the things that we've mentioned, the touch. And you know that thing.
Jay, let me ask you this, Jay. Have you, in your travels, I mean, and I like the way you're talking because you're not getting us in trouble, but in your travels, have you bumped into ladies who've been like that last caller who've had men who just couldn't get her across the finish line, so when they got down
actually,
with you, it was different?
Most of the girls I get with are straight girls.
Really?
Straight girls. I just have a thing for straight girls, and it's just their man wasn't doing a job, or honestly, I've been on the sideline a couple times. They have their little relationship with the guy, but he just wasn't doing it right.
See, there you go.
So you like it because you're taking him away. Not taking him away, but you filling in where he can't fulfill it. That's a thing for you. You like that.
Tell the truth.
She like that. We got to gavel that because she likes taking that. Even now she's not taking the guy's girl. She's needed.
Right, exactly.
Because he can't do it.
And teaching something new, and then they're so surprised at the end of the
day. Dobby, what you feel about her saying, they taking over. Jay, put your hand up like Callan and sing this out. Because we taking over. One lady at a time. We taking over. One wife at a time. We taking over. Dobby's girlfriend at a time.
No, yeah.